Rick David from IPC Financial in Penticton supplies Soul Country with a business report weekday mornings at 8:10. The long and the short of it runs Sundays at 8:10 in the morning, 8:10 in the evening. Right. The opinions and commentary are solely that of Rick David, are not that of IPC Securities. Listeners are advised to talk with their own financial advisor for their own financial advice. IPC Securities Corporation, a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. Rick David, how are you this day?
Oh, I'm great, Dennis. How are you this morning?
Good. We try and get these shows done sometimes in the middle of winter, and sometimes there's their colder days, and I guess that's the time when people can look at their finances when on a colder day in the middle of winter to try and get their plans in order, right? Right. First of all, Anne and Penticton, right at it, and I know that people can get you these questions whenever they want to, actually. They can stop in or they can call them in, but we'll go with Anne's first question. What is going to happen with the price of oil? Yeah, we've been watching this go down. That's a good question. Right.
Well, Dennis, like, you know, when it comes to commodities, markets, different things like that, they tend to overreact in one direction or the other. And it's really, really difficult to tell exactly what's going to happen with oil prices. But when you look at the, you know, the cost of production and, you know, basically the amount of demand for oil, it's hard to say where it'll be a year from now. But, you know, at this point, it does seem to be lower than it has been, you know, in the last sort of 3 or 4 years. So I was just driving in here this morning, and I see the gas is down in Penticton this morning, which is a nice sign.
The picture's posted stateside, too, that it's down there at the same time, which is interesting. They don't say in reports. Do you think because more people are using alternate transportation, it's gonna make oil companies go back to the pumps and try and keep buying their product, whether it's good or bad for the environment?
It all adds up, Dennis. Like, I mean, whether it's you know, whether it's solar or whether it's hydro or whatever it is, it all adds up. Typically, the price of oil, you know, really is affected with the transportation of goods. And so when you look at it, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, there's not too much, you know, when the transportation of goods happens that it's done in anything other than diesel fuel, natural gas, or gasoline.
It has a big part of anybody's budget throughout the course of a year. They say it costs about $7,400 to run a vehicle for the average person, and I'm sure that price includes gas.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. You know, like it wasn't too many years ago when people could just go out for a Sunday drive, and with the price of gas the way it is today, there's very little discretionary driving, as I guess you might want to call it. And then all that does make an you know, has an effect on the economy, you know, because it's something that, you know, obviously drives tourism to a great deal.
Thank you, Anne Penticton. And again, her question was, what is going to happen to the price of oil? Rick's got to give you the best answer he can, but we'll follow that one closely. Listener in Summerland today, Cyrus, thank you for calling in here. He has, Rick, a group of RRSPs from, I guess, a foreign employer. That's interesting. He wonders if he can transfer those to his own RRSPs.
Okay. When it comes to group RRSP, there's a number of different things. If it's a Canadian group RRSP, then it's going to depend on that RRSP provider, whether it can be transferred, whether there's a vested period, a number of things like that. So he would have to get a hold of his former employer just to see what the pension legislation is on that particular group RRSP. But in many cases, depending on you know, the size of the group RRSP and everything like that, you can transfer it into a regular RRSP. In some cases, it's a locked-in RRSP or LARA. So, yeah, it's just specific for each person's group RRSP. If it's a foreign RRSP or something of that nature, it can be transferred, like from the UK or the US. It just depends, again, on a person's specific situation.
Very good. Does that happen often?
It does. You know, like, especially group RRSPs, you know, you've worked there for, you know, 5, 10 years, and you've got a little RRSP in there. And I've come across people with 3 or 4 of these things, and, you know, it's good to just kind of consolidate them up and then get everything in sort of one place.
That's excellent. Someone was just talking about this the other day, and it was coming from the UK. And they also said that you have to really keep track of your own business because they'll assume that you've passed away. It's true.
No, there is. Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, if you've got assets or investments, you know, outside the country, you absolutely have to stay open. It's just the same as you know, balancing your own bank account. It's part of what you got to do. And there's quite a few from you know, outside the country that you can bring into your RRSP, and there is you know, there is a process that CRA basically provides direction on to get those. And one of the big things there, obviously, is the currency. It has to be, you know, converted from pounds or, in some cases, dollars into Canadian dollars before it can be transferred.
So interesting. The other day, a lady told me that in the gym. She said they assume that you're, if you don't check in with them, they don't do much digging to see if you're actually on the earth. That was interesting. Yeah, anyway, about group RRSPs coming from foreign countries today. That one from Summerland. If you hear me typing in the background, we're tweeting out on So Country Now. And if you have questions, you can, I know you've only got so many characters, but you can get enough into me. That will work that way at any time, too. That's So Country Now on Twitter. From John in Okanagan Falls, what is an annualized return?
Okay, John. An annualized return actually is more. You see it quite often, and it's marketed, you know, as an annualized return because they have to describe it in that case. But really, what it is it's a short term return. Say, for example, 6 month return, and they just project what that return would be over 1 year or 12 months to give it sort of an annualized rate. And it's really. I find that it can be a little bit misleading because, you know, if a person's got 5% over 6 months, they would then have an annualized return of 10. And we know the next 6 months is really going to dictate how that performance is going to be over a yearly period. So I don't really follow those too often, but I know the public is definitely sees a lot of what is described as annualized returns.
You're listening to The Long and the Short of It on So Country. The opinions and commentary are solely that of Rick David and not that of IPC Securities Corporation. Listeners are advised to talk to their own financial advisor for their own financial advice. IPC Securities Corporation, a member of the Canadian Investors Protection Fund. Back after this.
When it's time to get serious about how to invest, your first step should be a visit to Rick David at IPC Securities in Penticton's City Center building. The first thing Rick does is discuss and define your specific financial goals and needs. That first session will last about half an hour and won't be intimidating. Together, you'll create a plan that allocates capital and is inexpensive to operate. The final design will consist of investment solutions that will help you reach your financial goals for the short and the long term. In our modern age of high-speed technology, it's not hard to keep track of business transactions happening anywhere in the world. With daily fluctuations and, more importantly, what that means for your investments, it just makes good sense to have sound professional advice. Get the long and short of it with someone who's close by and knows the local market just as much as the international one. Rick David is just a phone call or email away. Set up an appointment, IPC Securities Corporation in Penticton. Rick David, your investment advisor in the 200 block of downtown Penticton, second floor of the City Center building.
Sometimes I forget how good these ladies sound that come and help us. Thank you, Raina Dawn, who's providing the commercial content for the show here today. You're listening to The Long and the Short of It on South Okanagan Country Internet Radio. We do this on a Sunday morning, which replays at 8:10 in the evening as well, so that way you can find it easily. And don't forget that Rick David is on here weekdays with the Morning Business Report. Rick, basically, just before we get back to the questions, you do that. You get the stocks on the fly and prepare a statement and you send it over to us is basically what you do, right?
In the morning, every morning, absolutely. Yeah. No, I rate that every morning from about 7 o'clock till about, at 8 o'clock I put in the numbers.
Which, of course, 8 o'clock back east is 11 o'clock. They're well into their day by then.
Oh, right? Certainly. Absolutely.
That's why you've got to get up early. Well, let's move from Okanagan Falls. John was just asking about the annualized returns, so I will go from there out to the Upper Similkameen now from Gord in Princeton. And Gord says, Rick, can I mortgage my house with my RRSP?
Okay, Gord, actually you can. There's a couple parts to that question. First of